Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday, 3 o'clock. That means Tuesdays with Elliot and Elliot Shore Parks. What's up, Elliot?
What up? How you guys doing?
So start this off. I'll give the Twitter question results, and then I will ask for your opinion on it. The question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Can the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year without A.J. Brown? Now, the response was 61.9% no and 38.1% yes. What do you think?
I mean, like, yes, they could, but I think their chances go from... cut in half, if not way less. Like, losing AJ would be a significant blow to this team on the field. That they played well last Sunday. I think the Eagles with Nick and Jalen would continue to compete without AJ, and I think they'd go to the playoffs, and then you never know what happens. But
yeah, we do. Know what would happen.
Right. So, I mean, if you trade AJ, like, we'll get into it in a second,
sure,
where I'm at with it. But they are a worse team without AJ. Like, there's no question about it. On the field, they are not as talented without AJ.
You're not beating the Rams, probably the Bucks, the Lions. Who else? Am I missing somebody? The Packers.
So
without AJ?
I mean, anything's
maybe the Packers
possible, but they would be underdogs in all those games.
No, they would not.
Anything's possible.
They would not be an underdog to the Bucks. Hold on.
Well, first of all, they've already lost to the Bucks in the playoffs without AJ.
Yes.
But then again, you wouldn't have the Bucks here.
Well, but also, look, the Bucks,
so presumably,
the Bucks have one good wide receiver, right? At this point, Emeka Egbuka, that's it. Like, Evans is gone. What are we talking about here?
All right, so I guess if the game was here, they'd probably be favorites. You're right.
They would be 5-point favorites over the Bucks, I think.
At home in the playoffs?
I believe so.
So do you think they'd be favorites to any opponent at home?
I think they would be a favorite over the Rams, and I think what's the other, Green Bay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, we'll see.
Lions would be tough.
But remember, in this situation, if the game is here, it would also mean that we have a better record than the Lions.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
And the Packers.
It would also mean that you would have had to have beaten them twice because you play the Lions and the Packers coming up.
Yeah.
Or just have a better record.
Well, no, I mean, in order to beat them in the playoffs, you probably, there's no way you would have a better record if you lose to them.
You could.
I guess you could.
Yeah, I mean, you could. I guess my point is this.
It'd be unlikely is all I'm saying.
I think from a talent standpoint, you are right. But also, I'm thinking about the potential negatives on the other side that are a drain on... Because all these teams we're talking about that we can't beat without AJ, even without AJ, we are more talented then. Now, maybe not the Rams on offense. Maybe not the Rams. But Bucks.
You're not more talented than the Lions.
Yeah, I think if you don't have AJ, you're not as talented as the Lions.
Really?
I mean, Jameer Gibbs, Amon-Ra Brown, Williams,
David Montgomery.
The tight end is good.
Yeah, Sam LaPorta.
Our tight end is good. You just told me he's a top five
again,
tight end.
The Eagles are talented for sure. But I'm saying the Lions are basically the
and
Eagles.
And we have a better
currently.
Quarterback, right?
I think they do have a better quarterback, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess my point is this, is that I think there is a world in which I know he's talented and they're more talented, but I do think there is a reality to the two things. One, being they did this for 1 year with everybody not getting the, except for Saquon, everybody not getting the play that they, now look at this, this year with AJ Brown's touches down, Dallas Goedert's having the best season he's had in forever.
Yeah.
He's leading the NFC in touchdowns and touchdown catches.
Not in catches.
I think the whole NFL.
The whole NFL.
He's tied for the NFL lead. Yeah.
What about receptions?
Not there. Devontae is what, seventh in the NFL in yards?
So this is why I'm saying I think they could win the Super Bowl without AJ.
Right.
Let me tell you where I'm at with
Because I haven't gotten to Indianapolis, the Chiefs, and Buffalo.
Yeah, but the tough part of that argument is, what if they were in the Super Bowl, then like at that point they could obviously win it. If they got to the Super Bowl without AJ, right?
Yeah, so I guess theoretically they wouldn't be favored.
We're on the same page that losing AJ is a significant blow. They still have a ton of talent, and they still have an elite quarterback. They have an elite coaching staff. They have a defense that I think will improve as the year goes on. So like they're not like going to miss the playoffs without AJ.
That's different.
I don't even know how much
you can make
the
playoffs, and you can make the playoffs. Listen, the NFC might be the toughest it's been in a decade plus. Yeah. These teams can Baker can come on the road and beat you. You mean to tell me Detroit with the Lions couldn't come on the road and beat you?
But I think the Eagles could beat those teams as well without AJ.
I hear that. Yeah. I hear that. I'm just saying it's not likely in my opinion. I wouldn't pick them in that situation. You would have to be playing at such a high level. Put it this way. As I look at the Eagles and the way they played through 8 games. Now, if in 9 more games, if they're averaging 30 points a game, then my opinion would be different because I got more of a track record of them without AJ. Yeah. But just because they throttled the Giants, I'm not ready to say we don't need AJ and we can go win the Super Bowl. That is absolutely ridiculous.
What if I throw this out there? We've all touched on it, but nobody has said it out loud. Jalen Hurts in that post-game press conference was smiling his ass off.
Oh, he's happy.
And when we were talking to Jordan yesterday, you didn't connect the dots, but I did. You said to Jordan, you said Jalen was particularly talkative in the locker room after the game.
He was very happy.
He was joking with people after the game.
Yeah.
My
connect the dots, Elliot.
Where you go with that?
I'm saying it. Elliot's not saying a word. Wait. So
you weren't in the locker room.
No, but he described Jalen.
Yes. Yeah.
What the dots that I'm connecting is it possible, just like with Josh Allen, when the weight of Stephon Diggs, when that stress was not on him, can we get a better Jalen Hurts without the stress of AJ? And the potential, let me just throw this out, the potential of the AJ thing continuing all year. We've had only 8 weeks of it. Imagine 17 weeks of it. Now look, my hand to God, if he stops it, not even a question. Yeah. I'm not even a question.
But which he has over the last week. No new tweets.
He has, but he also hasn't played or talked to the media.
I'm just saying, no new tweets.
I agree with you.
Some posts about Reed Blankenship.
Oh, positive ones about Reed?
And Coop.
And Coop.
Seems like he's getting close to Coop and Reed.
Yeah.
Monitoring that situation.
I just think there's a world where talent isn't everything. And to get the most out of the players that are there, we might get a better Devontae Smith with AJ Brown.
So here's where I'm torn, because I agree with a lot of what you just said. And I think like if you look at the tea leaves and the national attention, like I get that it's a distraction. Where I am torn is from being inside, like when I'm in the locker room, and I know that's not like a true thing, all right? But like when the media is in there, when I'm at practice, like they're used to this. So like, I don't think having AJ on the roster is going to make them a worse team the rest of the year. I don't think he's going to be such a distraction that it's going to tank the year. I mean, last year, it was the most it could possibly almost ever be when Brandon said Jalen and AJ are not friends and they had to talk about it, right? So this is not a new thing. It's not like Jalen and AJ all of a sudden like maybe don't seem to get along.
It's a more known thing amongst them.
Because of me seeing AJ in the locker room, I don't view him as this like massive distraction. The only way I would trade AJ is if he said to the team, I want to be traded and I am going to like not practice when I come back because my hamstring still hurts. I want out. And even at that point, I think you'd have to get a really good return. I am not trading AJ for the logic of he's a distraction. Like that I can't get down with.
No.
But if he is going to be like, you know, I want out, then yes, I would do it. Because I think at that point, you do have to think about Jalen and the team. But only if he's making it clear he's going to make it worse than it's ever been.
Yeah. And
I don't think he will.
In fear of repeating exactly what you just said, that's right. Really what it's about. It's not about, we're past the whole distraction part. This is about, is he happy here or not? Does he want to be here? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what this is about.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, you're not in the locker room right now as a player, but you had a lot, you were here for however many years.
Seven.
Like, when things are a distraction on the outside, as a former player, does it feel that level of distraction inside? If that makes sense. Like, I can't tell how much the players care about
this. Well, it depends on what it is. So in other words, if there's outside criticism of a particular player or coach, that brings us closer together. If you're ripping Andy Reid or you're ripping Donovan McNabb, we have their back. So that's an outside noise, right? The Rush Limbaugh stuff, like all the booing at the draft, like stuff like that. That stuff that it unified us. It brought us closer together. That's different than it coming from within. Mm-hmm. When someone's not happy on the inside.
Okay.
Right? Because now you're dealing with the unhappiness on the inside. It's easy for players to band together and make the media or fans sort of the rallying cry. And we're going to rally around our coach or our quarterback or a particular player or what have you. But when the unhappiness is coming from within, it's much harder to deal with because we're so conditioned to be a family and to be as one. It's like having family members upset at each other. And depending on that role of the family member, that determines how significant their happiness is, right? If it's a family member that it doesn't come around very often and you only see them every once in a while, it's easy to block that person out. Mm-hmm. But if it's Big Mama or if it's Pop Pop, the somebody who holds the family together and there's an issue in there, how are the Thanksgiving gatherings, the Christmas gatherings, the family reunions? That's going to be uncomfortable. So I'm trying to get this analogy that is really about AJ being happy being here. It's not about a distraction to the team. It's whether or not is he pulling in the same direction with the rest of us, because the implications are he's not either happy with the design of the offense, which is the coordinator, or he's not happy that the ball's not coming to him. Either way, you're pointing a finger indirectly at someone inside. And what about all these other guys who are standing up there defending the Kevin Petullos and Jalen Hurts and this and the other, and there's one person that's like, well, we could throw the ball better. I was open on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes it a little harder is all I'm saying. So I say that to say this is an easy fix if he's happy and ready to move on. He's ready to move past whatever it was the first 6 or 7 weeks of the season, his frustrations, offense, all that, yada, yada, yada. You come back from the bye week, and you're like, dude, I'm trying to win a championship. See, that's the one thing that we haven't gotten that nobody wants to talk about, because that's all we care about as fans, is winning another Super Bowl. I like hearing the players say, yeah, we're trying to go win another championship. I could care less about hearing I want to dominate this player or that player. I've never heard I'm about winning as many championships as I can win. What I've actually heard is that championship didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, I want to dominate.
That didn't satisfy me.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that that's not a different message from a team message just trying to win a championship.
So that's my concern with keeping AJ, what you just said, right?
Yeah.
Like in the building. And again, I'm not in the positional meetings. I'm not in the locker room all the time.
Messages that he sends it confuses people as to what's most important to him.
But when I'm at practice and I see AJ in the locker room, he's like talking to his teammates. He's laughing. So like, I agree that he's giving off the perception that he is like sulking and unhappy. And that might be the case when I'm not seeing him. I'm just saying when I'm seeing him,
sure,
I've been around
but players. You're media.
I know. I'm just saying like normally guys like don't even come in the locker room or guys aren't at practice.
Well, he's not speaking to you. He's not speaking to the media.
No, I know. But
The one thing that we're talking about here that I think, and this is just sort of a personality assessment I would make, is you're saying if he came back and he said, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. We have T.O. T.O. didn't give a damn what people thought. And T.O. was so delusional, God bless him, is that when everybody was mad at T.O., he still thought that he was in the right. Even to this day, you ask T.O., you say, you go back and look, I actually didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
AJ likes being liked.
I agree with that.
That is the other difficult thing for AJ, which is why I think he does it in the way that he does it, because AJ wants to walk that line where he is liked internally and externally. I think he is a, he seems like a good guy. His teammates like him. But T.O., to a certain degree, didn't care if he blew things up, right? Mm-hmm. And outside, AJ likes being liked by fans. I do believe AJ likes being here.
And he likes not being viewed as a diva.
He absolutely does.
Sure. Yeah.
But the truth is, so I actually find it hard to believe he would come back and go, I'm not playing.
I agree.
But also, it doesn't mean that it's not there. So I guess he could be just, and I keep going back to the quarterback, because this is who it focuses on. Jordan Mailata, God bless him, doesn't affect him one as a person. It affects him, I guess, maybe a little bit. He's still got to block the way that he blocks. Zach Bond's got to play the way that he does. Jalen Hurts is the one guy who's got to drop back and look at the field and think to himself, the hell is this guy going to do if I don't throw him the ball? And we've seen times this year where they come out of halftime and all they do is throw the ball to A.J. Brown. And you cannot tell me, you could say from a football perspective that makes sense. I guess, sure. But it also, you can't tell me there's not somebody in that building thinking to themselves, whether it's Petullo or whether it's Jalen or whether it's Nick Sirianni, telling themselves, we got to get A.J. the ball, instead of we got to move the ball. Instead of, we got complete passes. And I guess my point on it all is, I think to an extent, having somebody like that, as talented as that person may be, can make it harder for everybody else to do their jobs and get the best out of everybody else. And I wonder, I don't know, I just wonder, is, does Jalen Hurts become 10% better with AJ not there? Does Devontae Smith become 10% better with AJ not there? Does Dallas Goedert become 10% better with AJ not there? That is what I wonder, that I don't know the answer to, but I do know enough about like people to know that when there's a drain like that, it can make you worse at what you do.
Well, yeah, so, go ahead.
No, so again, I think you're making a lot of good points. And I think that if they were to trade AJ, that would be the hope, right? Is that
right?
Right. But like, this is not a new problem. Like, it might be a more intense problem, but it's only more intense because there's real trade speculation, whereas last year there wasn't. So to your point about, you know, maybe the team could kind of blossom if, like, they had this all last year and they dealt with it. So that's why I'm not pressing the button of, like, this is a situation you can't repair. Like, he's got to go now. Where I think if he demanded it, that's different.
Right.
But yes. if he's just going to come back to practice on next, you know, whatever, and like you're getting like he's the same guy he's been all year.
Right.
Then I don't think the situation is so bad where he's got to go. I see the benefits, what you're saying. I just don't view it.
That's kind of where I'm at. Yeah.
I think they can handle it. And by the way, like Nick Sirianni's job is to handle these personalities.
Yes. Yes.
And I think he's done a good job with AJ for the most part. Right. Like they're close and all that. But that's where I'm at with it. We're like, if he's not going to cause a huge disruption, he's not going to do anything more than he is. Because also, I don't even think his social media posts mean as much anymore. If he does this in 2 weeks, like, how many times are we going to react to this?
Well, but also...
Every time.
But also, if
hey, Elliot, every time.
You're right, but...
So the idea, hold on real quick, yeah. Like the idea of him tweeting something and we're going to ignore it, that's not what the media does.
No, I'm not saying the media, but I just think the more you do it, it loses its impact.
Well, I also
just meant when you say how many times are you going to do it before we ignore it? I'm just saying,
no,
we're always going to ignore it.
We should, 100%. Yes. But like that first post after Tampa, like exploded, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's been one or two after that. And like it's become a story, but I feel like they lose their impact the more he does it.
Man, what was I going to say? Man, I forget. 215-592-9494. CJ in Texas, you're, man, I had something good.
I really did. Nothing worse when you had something.
Yeah, it was whatever. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's good, fellas?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Good, Elliot.
What up, CJ?
Good to hear from you.
What up, brother?
Hey, man, you out here just crushing little dude. You got him in line. He was just like, hey, yeah, you know what? I agree with you, Ike.
Well, to be fair, then Spike made points, and I agreed with him.
No, I think it was about
another
Mo.
Caller.
Yeah,
all right, sorry.
CJ, you can't do the whole media's making stuff up thing. You can't do that.
Ike called me short and spunky last night, so I thought the little guy was a...
Social media is not a real place, though.
Well, CJ, Mo went, yeah, I guess you're right.
Hold on. Hey, CJ, you can't say social media is not a real place when you're a public figure. People get fired for posting things on social media.
Man, we got a president that posts stuff.
He's the president. Let's not be naive now. You know that people are accountable for what you post on social media. We are. I just can't post anything on social media without thinking about it first.
I can tell you I've had to fire people because of what they post on social media.
Yeah,
so it's certainly a real place. Yeah.
I mean, ask Jack. It ain't real. He already, you know, he posted that Sunday about AJ. So, you know. These are jokes.
Turn into a thousand replies.
The thing I was going to say is,
yes.
if and I believe Nick Sirianni is good at this stuff. If AJ respected Nick Sirianni, AJ would stop it. If there's no way. I'm sure he respects him, but there's no way that AJ does the things that he does and says to himself, Coach is going to love this.
Right.
I agree with that.
You know?
Yeah,
and,
no, that's fair.
And I don't put that on Nick. Sometimes, things go beyond your control. Go ahead, CJ. Sorry.
Now, I'm starting to question, are you really dug in with Jalen Hurts, or are you playing the long game? Spike.
What are you talking about? I'm not dug in on anyone.
I disagree on that.
Yeah. Kind of playing the long game.
So here's what CJ thinks. Let me guess. CJ thinks, I want to get AJ traded because then Jalen will play worse and I'll get to say I was right.
That's my motive.
That's Jack. That's not me.
Or you'll say it's on Jalen to still play as well.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Good teammate.
I do think Jalen has done things in the last couple of weeks that show true evolution and growth. And I do think that there is a world in which his job is made harder by having somebody there who is unhappy, who he has to think about. This isn't a long game thing. 100% not. No.
Okay.
It's a great theory. I mean,
good second level thinking, though.
Yes, that's right.
But it's crazy because the other thing is the conversation is always, is it Jalen or is it talent? And then it's like, hey, well, Allen don't have that type of talent. So he elevates those people, and Jalen needs these people to ride on their back. That's what the conversation is, so that's why I thought your long game was. I do look at it. We can look at it and see. You said, hey, well, does Smitty get better? Now, y'all comparing this play, like I just said yesterday, it was the Giants. Can I interest you? Do you know who
Smitty Black had 160 yards against the Vikings.
Do you know who Corey Black is?
No.
Of course not. He's the cornerback that was on the Giants that was drafted in the seventh round that Dehon Dotson caught his touchdown with. The same Dehon that was drafted in the first round and got traded in 2 years.
Well, but to be fair, that same Giants team beat the Eagles by 17 points 2 weeks before.
With AJ.
Yeah, because we couldn't move the ball.
With AJ.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, it ain't AJ. It's when So when you're saying, like, hey, does Jalen drop back and think, well, if I don't get him the ball, based on how slow he gets the ball out on average, he think a lot of stuff.
Yes, and you know what I want to do? I want to give him less of those things to think about.
But you're going to have to do this also. We've seen what it's like to play Tampa when we don't have AJ and Smitty couldn't get nothing but, what, 60 yards? So it's just funny, man, how quick we end up being like, oh, we ain't got to do this, we ain't got to do that. Let's move him because he's not this. Well, how about we ask the ball to come out on time? Because when we look at Jalen's average yards, I mean, his average passing time, how long he holds the ball.
All those things I agree with.
Here's what I'm going to ask, CJ. When everybody talks about ball coming out quick and this and that and the other, and then when we complain that there are not enough explosive plays in the offense, well, it takes time to get routes down the field. So every pass can't be a bang, bang, bang. Some passing plays take a little more time to develop where he does have to hold on to the ball and make better throws. I think he's been making better throws the last two or three games. I just really do. And maybe some of that's due to some of the new stuff that they're doing. But a lot of this, CJ, is really more about supporting one another. The running game was struggling. I didn't hear the running back complain about the offensive line. I didn't hear the offensive line complain about the running back. Like, I don't hear any other area of the team complain about another facet of the team. And when they all struggled, we couldn't stop the run. No one said, man, we got to get Jahad Campbell out of here and get N'Kobe Dean back in here. Like, the players aren't doing that. They're trying to fix this thing and be as one. And that's the thing that becomes frustrating when you're a team is that, yeah, we know we're struggling, but if we stay, all this preaching of sticking together and, you know, tough detail and all these principles that we sort of use to go win a Super Bowl. Well, you know when those principles become more prominent? When things aren't going well. It's easy to say that stuff when things are going well. When things aren't going well and you got to apply teamwork, camaraderie, supporting your brother, being in a thick of the mud with your brother. Yeah, it's easy to say when you can post it on Instagram or you can post it on Twitter, but what about when things aren't going well and I really need you to hunker down and believe in the process and not deviate from it? That's the thing that frustrates a former player like myself. That's the thing that frustrates a guy because it's like, dude, you don't start abandoning ship when things aren't going well. You tighten up. You become closer and more supportive. You don't start saying, you need to do a better job. I'm doing my job. You need to do a better job. That's not good teammates.
Well, especially publicly. If you want
that's
to say
what I mean. Most importantly, yes. Publicly, yes.
In the room, if you want to say you
did it. Uncomfortable conversations behind closed doors. It happens all the time.
CJ.
Happens all the time.
CJ, for next question today, what is the whitest song you could request at a wedding?
I got an answer for that. And for the blackest song, I got an answer for you for the blackest song.
Okay.
Is probably hey, baby, Mrs. Sergio said okay, but the whitest song is Backstreet's Back.
Oh, that would be a pretty white one.
Oh man, everyone gets the big one.
I think Spike would love that
one. Huge answer.
Yeah, though I think CJ that might work at the black wedding too. I'm just saying
Backstreet Back.
But yeah, Backstreet Boys.
Wouldn't Bye 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 be? Well, that's different. That's in sync. Anyway.
Well, I want it that way. Might light the room on fire. To be quite honest with you,
I want it that way.
Yeah, I want it that way.
What is it?
I think. Bye 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 would be bigger.
I don't know any of these songs. Bye Bye Bye, I do recognize.
Bye 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 is a bye bye.
Bye 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 would not be better than I Want It That Way.
Sounds like a Twitter poll.
Okay.
Nah, right. I think he's right.
Yeah, the sing along.
If you didn't know either song, Bye 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 is more of like a get up song. I Want It That Way is like a slow ish song.
I'm telling you.
You would recognize. Okay. Just come back with it, Jack. 215-592-9494.
This is educational.
Yeah, coming up next, we have to confront Elliot with some audio from Go Birds Daily. Also, we'll check in on Elliot's fundraiser for Touchdowns for Books. Also, Dan Orlovsky is a tool of the NFL doing their dirty work. Wow. How is that happening? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Yeah.
So good.
The best.
You are my fire. The one.
Look at Ike.
Desire, believe. When I say I want it that way. And we.
So good.
Oh, are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart. When you
say. We might need 330 Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. I want it that way. Tell me why ain't
nothing. It's a WIP afternoon show.
Spike and Chris.
How does this get the wedding?
Dude, at Philly Fan Joe's wedding, me and Val sang this on the dance floor.
Oh, sure, yeah, went crazy. At a white wedding, this song would go crazy.
White wedding.
Yeah, this song goes crazy anyway.
Well, at a bar, could you imagine?
Yeah. So I got a good wedding song story.
Okay.
So I was at a friend's wedding this past summer. Mm-hmm. It's in Tampa. It was probably like March, right? And I'm definitely.
It's not the summer.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's
right. You're right. But it
maybe
was in
even
Tampa.
Winter.
I guess the point I'm making is it was sunny because it was in Tampa.
Okay.
All right. So I know him, like we're a good friend, but I've probably met his wife maybe twice. I was like on the probably last 10 people invited to the wedding, I would say, right?
Yeah.
So the wedding's going on. Obviously, I'm doing my thing, which is, you know, dancing, jumping around, all that.
Ooh, twirl. Do you have the hands twirl?
Yep. Got the hands twirling. So the night's coming to an end, right? And I'm like, I go over to the DJ. I'm like, all right, last song of the night. I want to hear All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
In March in Tampa.
In March. At a wedding where I've only met the wife twice.
Yeah.
Right? Wow.
And you're requesting the last song.
And
I'm requesting the last song.
Yeah, right. I smell some liquid courage.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, first of all, that song always tears down at a wedding.
I'm sure.
It does. Thank God the guy didn't play it. Could you imagine?
Yes.
Because then they clearly had a last song picked that was very, like, they picked it. Right.
Yeah. At my wedding, they were specifically, I was Purple Rain. Purple Rain, right. Full song with the solo, had to be Purple Rain.
I think so often.
Would you remember it at that point?
We're about to be on air.
Yeah, maybe in body.
But yeah, I'm so happy every day. So happy every day he did not listen to me.
Now
I can
I'm,
just picture the wife being like, "Who requested this?"
And now I'm remembering you and my wife really did this song.
Yeah, there was a picture of us singing it together.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you wouldn't come on the dance floor.
Yes, well, because I've refused to dance.
Yeah.
So
life of the party.
So the Go Birds podcast is what Elliot hosts along with James. But there's Go Birds Daily, which comes out every day.
And there's ESPN.
And there's ESPN Wednesday nights.
Elliot, man.
Yeah. The Go Birds Evenings, which we have retitled ESPN.
Get it?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, you get it. All right.
Yeah.
So
I thought you were saying ESPN for a minute.
No, ESPN.
I like that.
Night.
That's good.
So I'm listening this morning to Go Birds Daily, and man, Elliot goes on about a 2-minute stretch that is some of the most unbelievable things I've ever heard him say.
Unhinged, actually.
What could this be?
Okay, go ahead, Jack.
You know, I think a lot about like when Nick retires or when Nick is no longer the coach, like how I'll look back on the Nick Sirianni era. I don't know why I think about it, but I do. And maybe it's because I see like other beat reporters, get to summarize other coaches' time with the team, and like, you know, they're in documentaries and stuff. And so, look, Nick will get a documentary if he wants one. I mean, he's won a Super Bowl. He's probably going to be the best coach in Eagles history. And I think about like what I would say about what kind of what like defined Nick's time. And there's lots of things. There's the emotion. There's the winning, obviously, like those things. The kind of attention to detail, the core values. But like, I think what makes Nick a great coach is his ability in season to make adjustments. There has been so many times over his career where there's been points of the season where it looked like it wouldn't turn around. And almost every time, 2021, 2022, 2024, 2025 now, he's done it. 2023, he didn't. He couldn't get it turned around in 2023, right? Couldn't do it. But the bye week, and when he gets time off, he does such an awesome job of turning things around. And I think that's so hard to do in season, to come up with new ideas, to come up to solutions with problems. How many teams do we see that struggle during a year and can never turn it around? So like, the fact that he has his team trending in the right direction once again is like super, super impressive to me. I didn't think Doug was that good at it. Andy, like, only covered the end, so it's hard for me to tell. Obviously, Chip could like never adjust to anything. So just Nick's ability and getting to, you know, see it up close and seeing it in the building, it's like, it's impressive. And so the bye week is a weapon for this team. The fact that they get a bye week is almost like getting a star player like back on the team.
Ooh, interesting.
So they'll get the week off. They'll get a chance to adjust. And I think they'll come out against Green Bay and play awesome.
So, okay, there's a lot there.
I'm not
going to
lie. I feel like there was a lot of
there's so
quality
much.
Content there. Yeah.
I was listening, walking. I started writing notes all day, you know, on my phone.
Glad to
First
hear.
Of all, you talk about Nick specifically to get into the documentary that will be the produced 20
I better
years
be
from
in
now.
Those documentaries.
Also, you're not sure if any other Eagles coaches were good after the bye week. Andy Reid, I don't think, lost any games
yeah,
after the
I
bye
thought
week
about that later.
When he
yeah.
was here. And yeah. also, the bye week, the other one, getting the bye week is adding a star player to the team for the Philadelphia
it's
Eagles.
True.
That might have been the worst take you had right
I
there.
Mean, honestly, that's where I felt like I was cooking the most. It's true. Every time after the bye week, they're way better.
Oh, okay. Man. You are one of a kind.
They are.
You are one of a
I
kind.
I think you also deserve to be in the documentary.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Why
don't
not?
2017, 2020, 2022, maybe 2023 gets one.
So
I don't know.
Jealous of all the writers. All these other guys
yeah,
getting a documentary.
Where am I at with this? Exactly.
So if you're a documentary filmmaker, you're going to do one on Nick Sirianni. Yeah. Then
call me.
Call Elliot.
And then you'll manage to slot in your training camp stats.
Oh, well, let me tell you this. Wow. Hard Knocks is going to be filming in the building soon.
Yes. You got to get on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
You absolutely have to get on Hard Knocks.
I agree.
I do not want to see you.
Oh, I want to see him on Hard Knocks. But that's a whole episode. That's a whole
the training camp stats thing, like talking about how training camp was. What better way is there to depict it than my accurate stats that predicted what would happen?
Before we get back to the phones, Elliot, as we mentioned last week, is doing Touchdowns for Books again, which supports Treehouse Books,
yes.
which gets kids in North Philly books so they can
learn
be
to
successful,
read
learn
yeah.
to read. His goal was $5,000. I looked and I saw you're almost at $6,900 so
nice.
Far. So, here's the thing that I'm mad about is that the WIP Afternoon Show team is second in fundraising.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
You've been in first for a while.
We're second in fundraising. So I will post the team. You got to join our team and raise money. If you, the team that raises the most will get the autographed Zach Bond
right,
football.
Now I'm curious what you guys will do.
We'll give it to a random
so
team.
So that's
member.
What I'm saying.
Yes.
If you
yes.
donate to Spike's team.
Yes.
You could win the football.
Yes. And we want
to
you to be on the team and raise money with us and, you know, raise $100, get the t-shirt.
Get the t-shirt. Yep.
Yeah. So you're doing a great job, by the
way. Well, honestly, thank you to you three for the help with it. I've done it for 3 years and it's been super successful. Like, we've raised money, but no question, you know, the biggest show in radio right here. Throwing their weight behind it has helped. So thank you guys very much. Like you said, we're already close to $7,000.
We should get to, somebody should donate $100 so we get to $7,000 right now.
Agreed. Yeah. So thank you guys very much for that.
So the goal will be 10 now? 10,000?
Yeah, although you said we'll do as much as we have in the past 3 years, and I kind of laughed, but at this rate.
Yeah. You just got to keep lying about the... first the goal is 5,000. No, now it's 10. Look, who's going to argue with it?
When they make a documentary about it,
yes.
I can be in that.
215-592-9494. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Yeah, what'd you guys just say? It's at 69?
69, yeah.
Nice.
Somebody said blue chew. Got me all excited. Yeah. Spike, Ike, Spritzy, ESP. Pleasure to talk to you, boys. How are you, fellas?
Pleasure to talk to you, Dustin.
Yo, Ike.
Yo.
How you feeling, big dog?
I'm feeling good.
All right. Life's good. Everything's cool. Sorry, yes. Spritz. Sorry, Spike. I'm talking to a real winner over there. You know what I mean? You guys can't be a part of this conversation for a couple minutes.
Did you beat Dustin?
Oh, yes. Hold on, Dustin.
You beat Dustin in fantasy?
Come on.
Hold on. Did I beat you? Who did I beat?
Disrespect you.
Okay.
He went to insult me. First, he went to congratulate me. Now he's insulting me. Hold on. Who did I beat? I did get a good win, though. Who was that?
You beat the third place team, dude. You separated first and second from third.
Okay. Yeah. That's a big win for me.
There you go.
Okay. Now I see why I'm getting congratulated. I got you. Okay.
And you won, dude. You know? There's only two ways. ESP, these guys put on the best show. You're absolutely right about that.
Well, especially Tuesdays.
Don't know how to draft a fantasy.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I didn't know AJ was going to get iced out.
I drafted an incredible team.
Imagine
whole team's
you drop
hurt.
Them. The whole league goes.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
Dustin, I drafted great, I thought. I've been struck by the injury bug. What do you want to happen here?
Yeah, but, dude, there's no excuse for Spritzy's team, dude. You want to talk about it?
Well, that's a terrible team.
A bum wheel, man. Oh, my God. That team, that's two times this season, you haven't broke triple digits, Spritz. That's not good, dude.
Listen, we're a defense first organization.
Are you a boring team?
I also want to point out that I have slowly moved into the top half in scoring.
Oh, that's a big. That's
I'm
big.
Just saying.
That's big.
It was terrible for about the first month of the season. It was terrible. Just saying, over the last 3 or 4 weeks, the team has gotten better.
Sounds like the bye week's a weapon for you, too.
Yeah, I need it.
In-season adjustments.
And if our commissioner, and yes, Spike, I'm coming at Buzz again, was doing his job, making sure the teams that didn't mean anything are actually setting their lineups first place, you'd be talking to numero uno.
I can't believe you're blaming the commissioner for other people not setting their lineups, Dustin.
Oh, man. Everything's coming down the wire, though, except for Spritz, man. His team's really falling.
Yeah, his team sucks. His team sucks.
I'm still in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know what, dude? Real quick, for now, my sports talk. Dude, it's at least once a day that you guys have a conversation where I debate why I listen to you guys. I mean,
what we do?
Well, you guys are debating if NSYNC is better than the Backstreet Boys.
It's a big
topic.
And then
earlier in the season,
what side are you on?
Yeah.
Neither.
Oh, well, see, you're just lying.
Oh, you're too cool for school.
More of a Britney fan?
Yeah. Backstreet Boys, Backstreet Boys.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Thank you.
But, you know, and then you're talking about Kelly Oubre's eyes, which are, they're pretty good looking eyes, but you guys went a little deep with it.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about Harrison Bader and who's the most handsome athlete in Philadelphia, and I'm like, what is going on? Like, I can't believe you're letting this fly.
Well, he's not happy about it. I can't control everything.
It's Oubre, man. Who's the best looking? It's Oubre. It's
25 plus 1,200 last
night. It's Jalen.
No, Oubre's better looking
than
Jalen.
Are you kidding me?
Absolutely not.
I think it's clearly Jalen.
And Oubre has way better style than Jalen.
Jalen's a Jordan athlete.
Right, and he looks like he dresses like Michael Jordan. I'm serious.
The hats I agree with. Yeah,
62-year-old is 60-something-year-old.
Yeah, come on.
It's distinguished.
I don't agree with the conversation, but I got to stick with Jalen there.
See, there you go. So your team Backstreet Boy and your team Jalen.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It sounds like I'm an ESP guy, man.
Oh, well, I'm a you guy, so it works out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So listen, when it comes down to AJ, we talked about this a couple weeks ago once. And I've been on full board. I think you got to get rid of him. I think what you have right now, and like you made a comment earlier, what happens when Smitty goes down because he's not the biggest guy. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
We have one of the best running backs in the league. We have arguably, and I don't care what Ike and Spritz say, we have our quarterback in the league. The guy's known for making smart decisions, and he knows how to win football games. I need to get that headache out of that locker room because our defense is too good to be throwing this away. I don't care what anybody says, because when Jalen Hurts is playing, he has the same – Spike, you're going to love this one. He has the same exact resemblance on the court/field as Joel Embiid does. He draws so much attention that he changes up the script completely. And I think you're so close to a repeat, and I still think you – and I disagree with you there. I still think they could do it without AJ. But you're so close to a repeat. Why are you going to let a headache cause turmoil in your locker room? That's how I personally feel about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because to be fair, that headache makes you a way better team, and you just won a Super Bowl with that headache.
So what happens when that headache causes more of a headache and then your quarterback turns into a headache because he has to tend to his wide receiver who's a prima donna?
So I get that, but to be fair, the headache is not new to the team. AJ has been here for, what, 4 years now? Right. 3 years? And, like, I get it. It feels like it's the biggest distraction it's ever been, and I think that's because of the trade speculation. But they have had AJ in their locker room. Like, we all agree the culture last year, like, all, you know, whenever the team wins a Super Bowl, the culture's amazing. They try hard. Look how much they love each other, right? So, like, AJ was a part of all that, too.
Well, real quick, ESP, this is actually perfect timing because it comes back to another head case. How come we are not going after CJ GJ?
Why is that not? I just don't think CJ GJ is as good as people think he is. Every team in the NFL has decided CJ is not good enough at football to put them on their active roster.
He's been on two teams already this year. But he was with Baltimore for 2 weeks.
He's better than Adoree Jackson. You don't think
The Eagles disagree with you on that.
I know, it's wild.
But I guess what I'm saying is I get what you're saying. He's played well with the Eagles, but I think the league has spoken on CJ GJ.
Dustin, what is the whitest song you could request at a wedding?
Dude, no matter what age it is, if they're white, they're getting up singing it. Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a good one.
100%. I said that to Val at the wedding. People love, you talk about the Elliott twirl.
Yeah.
People
you keep
love.
Saying it's a twirl. It's not a twirl. Really a twirl.
Jack, your opinion?
It's a twirl.
Is it a twirl?
It's like I'm about to go in kind
of
thing.
I've seen it in action. It's more of a, it's like it's this groove thing. Yeah.
But it's a twirl.
You're acting like I'm out there going like
he's
this.
Not doing this. Yeah,
you're doing a little woo.
This is what comes from. We all went out in New Orleans. Everyone's like, I can't wait to go out. It's going to be so fun to go out the first night. And then Jack just stands off to the side the whole time. I know you being like, here's what Elliot's doing now. Well, I'm like on the dance floor having fun like we all plan to do.
I only go out so I can get content.
I know.
For the top five.
It's a good point. Yeah.
Now, Elliot,
I think I was the best dancer on the floor in New Orleans. And I think you would attest to that.
I would agree with that.
Thank you.
There were like six people dancing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it was a dance competition. Okay. I'm saying
nor was it Soul Train. I'm just saying. Yes.
Nor were there many guys out there.
Yes. Yeah. Before we let you go, Elliot, I just one more take that you released online this week. Got to ask you about. I think it was something to the effect of Kevin Petullo's putting himself in position for a head coach. So Elliot said that he believes Kevin Petullo will be a head coach next year.
I think there's a really good chance Kevin Petullo will be a head coach next year. Like, why wouldn't he be? He is the right-hand man of what's been arguably the most successful team and head coach of coaching staff of the last 4 years. Gannon got a head coaching job. Steichen got a head coaching job. Kellen Moore got a head coaching job. You're telling me if the Eagles go to the Super Bowl, Kevin Petullo is not going to get interviews? Of course he's going to get
Kellen
interviews.
Kellen Moore had been an offensive coordinator for 8 years, 9 years.
And had been on several interviews for head coaching jobs. Has Petullo even been interviewed for a head coaching job?
No.
Yeah.
But now
he didn't even interview for this job.
Yeah, now he's in an offensive coordinator position. Obviously, the offense is getting better as it goes on. Like, if you're the Giants, you would be fools not to interview Kevin Petullo.
As a head coach?
Yes.
We don't know anything about him as a head coach. It's a different job.
But he's worked right next to Nick Sirianni for all these years. He's an offensive. Well, that matters. Why wouldn't you want to hire a coach that has worked next to one of the most successful coaches in the league?
Coaching tree, man.
It's
Nick Sirianni's coaching tree.
Steichen, look at Steichen. Steichen's been awesome.
If you could
Yeah, his team is 7-1.
What odds do you want on for a donation to Treehouse Books? What odds do you want on Kevin Petullo being a head coach?
Well, obviously, I should get odds.
Yes.
Yeah.
3-1?
Being a head coach or getting serious head coach interviews?
Being a head coach.
All right. Well, then I think that's like 5-1, 10-1, something like that.
Well, which do you want?
I know, big difference.
5-1, $50, Treehouse Books. I'll give 5-1. All right. And we posted it. I posted on my Twitter. Jack, could you put it on the afternoon show on Joiner? Jack, do not roll your eyes at charity.
It's just, it's been so, it's been so meaningful watching Jack embrace this and be helpful.
Yes. Yeah.
His tweet last week was so touching.
The link.
Yeah.
No, I'll retweet Spike's.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the worst.
The worst.
Biggest influencer in the city over there.
There he is.
Whatever.
There he is. But the books, plenty of tweets. For his
books. My books?
Yeah.
I'll tone it down.
Yeah, you want to donate some of your books?
Yeah.
No. Will you buy them first?
Discount? Wholesale?
Yeah. All right.
Half off?
All right. No, wholesale.
Yeah, I don't know what wholesale.
Whatever you pay for them.
Yeah, whatever you pay
for them. Nah, no way. 0% chance. You kidding me?
What, are you going to run out of them? What difference would it make?
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to see Jack's books.
Don't you want kids in the city to fall in love with baseball the same way you have?
Yes.
The baseball team's not helping with it, so I feel like your book.
little pot shots. I get it. We'll be back.
All right, you can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast.
That's
Elliot,
a good one.
Thank you guys very much.
Alrighty.
Coming up next, we will talk about the hottest team in the city, the Philadelphia 76ers.
Uh-oh.
215-592-9494.
You might need me to stay for that one.
Yeah, you can stay for it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.